Let's go back now to our Las Vegas caller who sold her soul. Hi there. You still with us?
Hey, George. I'm still here.
Okay. Yes. Now, so pick it up a little bit. You were in the restaurant business with your mother. What happened?
So things were going really bad. I mean, we were losing money like crazy. And my mom was getting sicker and sicker by the minute. I mean, really sick. Like, I thought she was going to die or something.
Oh, gosh.
And I was praying to God every day. Like, please, you know, help us, you know, financially. And God just stopped talking to me. At the time, I really believed in God, but I didn't know enough about God to know that sometimes you just have to wait. So I thought, okay, I'm going to just talk to the devil. I need some money. I don't even care about myself. I need to help my mom. So I said to the devil, you do whatever you got to do. Give us some money. Help us out. So I did this like one night. I wake up the next morning, and I felt like so empty, like something was like wrong with me. Like,
oh, no.
I felt like I lost something inside of me. It was like a really scary, scary feeling. And then I thought, oh, my God, what have I done? Oh, my God, what have I done? And then I was like, I did something wrong. And then I'm thinking, can I change it? Can I, you know, reverse what I've just done? So then I said to the devil, I said, you know, I was just joking. You know, I was joking. I was only joking.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to sell my soul. I was just trying to help my mom.
Yeah, give me back my soul, please.
Give me back my soul because I'm changing my mind. You know, I hope you let me do that. And then I said to God, please forgive me. You know, I was just trying to help my mom. It had nothing to do with me. And I, like, prayed and prayed and prayed. But really, the reason I'm calling, like I said, I've been listening to the show for, like, 15 years. And I've never called before. But when I heard what your subject was tonight, it was like, I've got to call people and warn them. Don't do it. I mean, I stopped it, and thank God that God knew my heart, and he knew that I really didn't want to do it. And thank God that the devil knew that I was just trying to trick him, because that's what I was really trying
to do. So you're saying the devil let you out of the deal?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, because I, you know, definitely my soul is not sold to him. I'm definitely, you know, still of God, and this was 10 years ago.
You know how when you buy a car, you've got a certain amount of time to back out of the deal, even after you sign the papers?
Right.
I wonder if when you sell your soul, you've got like a 24-hour, you know, moment to be able to get your soul back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because he did let me out of it. He really did.
And he didn't have to.
You know, definitely, like I said, this is 10 years, you know.
Okay, so after you got your soul back, what happened to your mother in the restaurant?
The restaurant still did not do good. And we just closed the restaurant up. I'm sorry to say, but then my mom, like, never recovered from it, you know. She was in real estate. She never got back into real estate. She just was, like, so depressed because she lost all the money. We lost, like, you know, $300,000.
Oh, but you retain your soul.
Yes. My mom did eventually die, but it was 5 years later. But I kept my soul, and now I am, like, closer to God probably than ever. Because
all right. Recommendations to everybody tonight who might be contemplating selling their soul.
Don't do it. Stay with God, because God will... He might make you wait, but there's a reason for everything, and he won't make you wait, but stay with him and just wait the period out, because he does it. Now I look back and I go, it was a learning experience, you know, and I thank God for letting me come back to him and forgiving me.
Well, I'm telling you, you're lucky you have that 24-hour give-back clause, or you would have been in deep trouble. Let's go to the Would You Sell Your Soul line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, so would you sell your soul?
Yes, I would.
And what would you sell it for? What would that wish be?
Well, allow me to preface. We can assume that there are tens of millions, perhaps 100 million people in the world who do not believe in a soul.
I think we could assume that.
Perhaps more, and ad infinitum, as our population increases, that number of people who do not believe in their soul would perpetuate.
Okay.
So if I were to sell my soul, I would do so for, I mean, who knows, a sports car, something like that. But in addition, the proof that a soul exists and the evidence of that, which would be both empirical and persistent, and would allow for everyone in the world to know that such a thing exists, thereby...
Well, let's see. How could we prove that it exists? Let's see now. If you sell your soul... And all of a sudden, the sports car shows up within a few days. Okay. Some people would say, I wouldn't, but some people would say, hey, that's a coincidence.
I would say that I would, a wish would be, I mean, I imagine it would be, I could wish for whatever I wanted for, right?
Yes.
So if it allows for a complete reshaping of the fabric of the universe or whatever, then perhaps an instantaneous perception by all individuals or all soul-possessing organisms to ever are on the planet or planets beyond, and also perhaps some form of empirical evidence, a soul monument or a pillar of soul energy, perhaps, or something. That'd be, you know, word that into the wish.
So you would sell your soul to prove to the world that souls exist?
Certainly. It would. I mean, if people would didn't believe in their souls, and, you know, if believing in one soul allows for one to, you know, find a perpetual bliss in a heaven or whatever, all those folks that, you know, weren't now saved as in the Judeo-Christian tradition or whatever would then be allowed to do so.
I got to tell you, that's a pretty honorable request on your part. Darn honorable. Would you sell your soul line? Let's pick that one up. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, George, long-time listener, 14 years.
Right.
I would definitely sell my soul.
You would? What makes you decide to do that?
I have a reality show idea I would give anything to get made, because I think it would help out a lot.
Now, that's fascinating. So are you at liberty to tell us a little bit, or would somebody steal that?
Well, that's kind of why I'm calling. I'm hoping maybe it'll get heard, and maybe somebody might want to contact me and maybe get the thing made.
Okay.
I want to call it Extreme Interventions. I know they already got an intervention show out there, but from my experience, from dealing with friends and other people I've known and what I've seen, interventions don't work. What I want to do is do like an extreme intervention. I want to take their loved one, somebody that's really close to them, and have them go up to the person that's doing drugs. Say, if you don't stop, I'm going to start. Then I take that person and I train how to act like a drug addict, whatever drug that person's on, whether it be meth, heroin, whatever, and let that go on for a week or two, and have somebody contact the drug addict and say that person just overdosed and they're in the hospital. And once they get to the hospital, that's where all their ones are, and the intervention starts.
That's an amazing reality show. What made you decide to come up with that?
I was actually on an internet chat site, and somebody was talking about their father was on drugs. And I tried to get her to do this, but she wouldn't do it. She said it's too far-fetched. It would never work. I honestly think it would work, because to get a person to realize that they're really messing up on drugs, you have to scare them. You know, interventions don't work because they don't scare them. It just makes it feel worse. And a lot of people start using drugs because they feel bad to begin with.
So to get somebody off drugs, you would sell your soul, spend the rest of your other life in damnation, just to save somebody.
To save a bunch of people.
Yeah. But you know what? I have a feeling you would do it just to save at least one.